I know, okay, it's Christmas Eve, okay, and we've probably still got loads of things to do, presents to wrap, so you don't want to hear me for a long time, so I've cut down what I was going to say. I was going to go for about an hour and a half, and I'll just, okay, yeah. So we'll just speak for probably about an hour or so, but just wanted to say really quickly that some really exciting things have been happening this week. Christina, how many people have gone debt-free through the CAP Centre this week? Okay, you just need to, wait, before you clap, okay, we will clap. Three people through the Christians Against Poverty CAP Debt Centre that we run here who have been shackled with debt, no doubt, for years. I'm being circled, okay? I feel like an Apache Indian is going around me, okay? So three people will have been shackled with debt, no doubt, for years and years, and through the CAP Centre, they've gone debt-free this week. Okay, that deserves a big round of applause. So we think we've got loads of, we're spending money and things like that. Well, actually, this is a time when three people have had debt lifted from them. And we know that there are people who will be just at their wit's end because of debt. But that's what, and if you know somebody who is struggling with debt, or if you yourself are struggling with debt, and many, many of us have in the past struggled with debt, you need to speak Christina, because through the CAP Centre, you can find freedom from that. The other thing that was just really, really exciting was the number of hampers that were handed out over this last weekend out on Graham Park. And it was just very, very exciting. Where is Dave? Oh, is he in the creche? Just get him out. Can you ask him to come out for a minute? Has anyone got a great story from giving out hampers? Yeah, okay. Well, Jill, you just can't stay down.
It was really amazing. So I've done hampers like every year we've been doing it, and it's been great and I've loved it. But this year we just really wanted to go and do something a little bit different. So to every person we gave a hamper to, we also said, if Jesus could do one thing for you this Christmas, what would you ask him to do for you? And in every place that we went, we just had the opportunity to pray for people. And, you know, one lady, she was a Muslim lady. She had, I think, five children who were there from 17 till 5. And she said, oh, well, you must pray because I've got a terrible heart condition. And she said, actually, I had a heart attack, and I was on the street having a heart attack for over half an hour. And she was looking, so that was Saturday. She might actually have already had an operation. She was going in for an op on Tuesday, but really scared, just so scared. So just prayed for the peace of God. And then she said to me, she said, oh, I do believe in Jesus, actually. He's kind of like a prophet to us. I said, yeah, but, and I was just really clear that's who we're praying to, because that's who we believe is going to bring miracle. And, you know, it's not a great story of from the beginning to the end, but hopefully it's a moment where Jesus came in and brought her some peace and some hope, I think.
Dave, come on, just share something about, so we helped distribute 380 hampers onto primarily the Graham Park estate, and each with a value of probably about £45 to people out on the estate. Dave.
Tell us something that was good about hampers.
They tell about the lady already. The Salvation one. Okay, so one of the houses we went to, this lady she had some sort of faith in Jesus, and I just talked her through the Bible, literally opened up the Bible and just read six scriptures with her, and she read them, and I said, oh, what do you think this means? And she said, well, I think it means that Jesus is God, and if I put my trust in him, I'll be saved. And I was like, yep, that's it, that's exactly what it means. And then I said, oh, would you like to pray to Jesus that he'll save your soul right now? And so she did. And then so she gave her life to the Lord. But that's an amazing story. And another one that happened today, which it made me laugh. So we have a food bank here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so obviously today's Thursday. So this morning, a lady came with a car full of food. And she's like, I want to drop some food off for those who use food bank. Is that okay? And I was like, well, yeah, that's great. But food bank aren't in today. They finished on Tuesday. And she was like, oh, okay. And I said, well, I'll take your food, though, because we can give it to them in January. And she's like, well, I really wanted them to go for today for Christmas. And I was like, okay, well, let's just see what happens. So I took the food from her, put it into the office. Half an hour later, a family of four, and then a German guy who couldn't speak any English, who is deaf in one ear, then came for some food, thinking the food bank was on. And I already had food for them. And they hadn't. So I just said to them, you know, there is no food bank, but that Jesus already provided for you. He knew you were coming, and I just got to give them both food.
It's just exciting, you know, about being a people, and it's slightly different this evening. It's slightly dialed down. It's slightly different service. It's a slightly smaller thing, but it's the Spirit of God who lives within us. And I just wanted to really briefly read some of my most favorite Christmas verses, if I can. But you know when we were singing carols, I really love singing carols because they're the same, exactly the same carols that I sung, you know, when I was a really little kid. And it's one of those moments in time. Christmas is one of those times when history just comes back to you and you sing the same carols that when I was 3, 4, and 5, and 6. And as I was growing up, I think it's exactly the same carols. There are some carols that I find slightly baffling and bemusing. You know, has anyone ever sung Good King Wenceslas? Has anyone ever wondered what on earth that is about? Did you know that I looked it up and Good King Wenceslas, okay, is the patron saint of the Czech Republic, and he was the king of Bohemia in the 10th century. Why are we singing about it? It doesn't even mention anything to do with church or Jesus being born whatsoever. But songs are a really important part of Christmas time. And do you know that one of my most favorite songs was sung by a soloist, and she was a really young girl, and she sung it just before Jesus was born. Did you know that? If you look into Luke chapter 1, the most extraordinary song, and I'm just going to read. This is the song that Mary, Jesus' mother, sang when she knew that she was going to give birth to somebody really, really special. She'd understood something of who God was, and this is what she sung. And she must have been, I don't know, maybe 14, but this is what she sang. And I'm not going to sing it, by the way. I'm just going to speak it. I'm not going to imitate a 14-year-old girl. Anyway. Yeah, thank goodness for that. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on to all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud with the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever. And just for probably 2 minutes, I just want to focus on these first few words that Mary sung as she was standing with Zechariah, and she said this: my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in his Savior. I don't know what you think will be magnified this Christmas. I know in our household, it's the last Downton Abbey that's going to be magnified quite a lot. So it's going to be the last time that Downton Abbey will ever be on. That's something that's going to be magnified. I think it's going to be magnified that we spend time with, if you don't know what Downton Abbey is, by the way, it's the most extraordinary television program, but we won't go into it, okay. It's been running for years, and it's going to be the last one on Christmas Day. The other things that are going to be magnified, I think just being around with our families. The things that are going to be magnified are spending quite a lot of time eating and drinking. But Mary said this. She said, my soul will magnify the Lord. It's an extraordinary thing. And you think, well, do I have a soul? Does everybody have a soul? I just need to let you know that the soul is who you are on the inside. Who you are on the inside. And a friend of mine said to me quite recently that he always knew that there was a different man on the inside. He always knew that there was a gentle and a kind man on the inside. But because of circumstances, he couldn't let it out. And our soul is really who we are on the inside. Who we are when no one's looking. And Mary made this decision, and she said this: my soul is going to magnify the Lord. I love it. It was a decision that she made. She made this decision that through her life, others would see her Heavenly Father a little bit bigger and a little bit brighter. And you know, of all the things at Christmas, okay, we've been really busy, okay, you just need to know, we've been really busy up to Christmas. And you know, you don't want things to go wrong, do you, on Christmas? Well, you just need to know that last night our boiler broke, okay. So we're now facing Christmas. We're getting up to Sheffield earlier than planned, okay, because we have no hot water and we have no heating in the house. And you think, what is this about? But you know what, even in these moments when it is warm, but when everything is going on, you know, I want to be like Mary and say, I'm going to choose that my soul will magnify the Lord. That even through things going wrong, the Lord will appear bigger to others because of my life. And you know, the thing is that the more that Mary magnified the Lord, the more grateful he became. And I just wonder whether this Christmas would be a really good time to buck the trend of ingratitude. And just to take some time to be really, really grateful for what God has given us. To be grateful. And I know, I found this wonderful quote from G.K. Chesterton, and he said this: the worst moment for an atheist is when he is really, really thankful, but he has no one to thank. It's great, isn't it? We have somebody to thank for the extraordinary blessings that we have in our lives. And so I just want us to say this Christmas, why don't we just be really, really thankful and grateful? Choose to pick out the things that are so wonderful that God has given us. And the next thing that Mary says is this. She says, my soul will magnify the Lord. And then she says this, and my spirit will rejoice in God my Savior. And I think she was saying her spirit, that, you know, the spiritual part of who she is, what makes her able to connect with God. She just said, no, I am going to decide that my spirit is going to rejoice in God my Savior. And she was able to do that because she had understood who God was. And as we read this passage, which is commonly known as the Magnificat, what Mary says is, I know about God these things. I know that God is not concerned about status or wealth. Because he says, no, God has blessed me. I'm just this 14-year-old girl. God has blessed me. She says this, I know that my God longs to bless and do great things for his people. I know that my God is mighty and holy. I know that my God shows unbounded mercy and love towards those who fear him. And it's not to say towards those who are frightened of him, but to those who fear him, who know what God is really like, to know his unending love towards us. And then it says here, you have to read the verses, but it says, I know that my God embarrasses the arrogant, but loves to honor the humble. Mary is just singing what God is like. This is what God is like. This is who God is. I know that my God loves to help his people, and I know that my God loves to stay true to his promises. And I just want to ask you this Christmas, can you say to yourself that my spirit is going to rejoice in Jesus, my Savior? Well, that's what I want us to be. In the midst of everything, in the midst of traffic jams and mending boilers and everything, and seeing with eating a lot and being with our family and maybe spending some time on our own, I just think, can we be somebody who, like Mary said, do you know what? My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. So what am I saying this Christmas? I am not saying, please remember to remember God. That's just not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is this. At Christmas, in the quiet moments, can you say, Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life? To recognize that Christmas, we're celebrating, as we looked at Amarissa, and so we said hello to Amarissa for the first time. But Christmas is when we say hello for the first time to Jesus, who was born and lived and died and was our Savior. I think Mary was a 14-year-old girl who just loved to sing. She loved to sing. And I'm just going to read those verses again, and then we're going to sing our carol, and then we're shortly going to finish. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for Christmas. I thank you so much that we are able to gather here on Christmas Eve, when all the things will be happening over the next few days. I thank you that we can gather together as your family. We can hear some of the things that have been happening, but we can say, my soul will magnify you, O Lord, and my spirit will rejoice in you. Help us to remember that in all the moments over these next few days, in the mayhem and in the quietness, that you are our Lord and Savior that has been born this day. In Jesus' name, amen.